Awesome. And then can you say your name and what organization you're with?
My name is Kaori Kaiser, and I am with Rams for Bernie.
Awesome. So just to start off, can you tell me a little bit about Rams for Bernie?
Rams for Bernie is a student organization we formed this year on campus. We had a group here back in 2016 also, and we're basically just a group of students who is looking to help out and get involved with Bernie Sanders' grassroots campaign for president.
Okay, awesome. And what are your thoughts personally and maybe your organization's thoughts too about Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump Jr. coming on campus today?
I'm only going to speak for myself. I think given the events that have happened when Charlie Kirk and other ideologically aligned speakers have come to campus, I think it puts us in a difficult situation because the crowd that tends to attract sometimes includes some violent white supremacist far right groups, and I think that can put a lot of students in danger. And you know, nothing exists in a vacuum, so we really need to be thinking about like the total system and what's going on outside of just the specific speaker and event too.
Okay. Joyce McConnell sent out an email to Colorado State University students and staff that labeled Charlie Kirk as a white supremacist. And in a recording we played for you, he rebutted by calling her a fool and that anybody who goes to CSU should be ashamed, essentially, of having her as their president. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we've seen on this campus a lot of pushback from a lot of different groups of students on the way Joyce has handled the situations of bias and racism on this campus. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, for sure. So just your thoughts on Charlie Kirk and how he reacted to Joyce McConnell calling him a white supremacist. He called her a fool. He said that you should be ashamed to have her as our president. He's thinking of taking legal action against her.
Yeah, I think a lot of students are uncomfortable right now. There's a lot that's been going on. And like we've had like the Not Proud to Be marches. I don't think it's only the people who are associated with Turning Point or with Charlie Kirk who are feeling like this isn't the best way that any of these situations could be handled. I think it's interesting given that Turning Point is very pro First Amendment free speech and is saying that they want to take legal action against the words that President McConnell has said, because I think it just goes to show that the way that laws and policies and our Constitution is enforced, it oftentimes just continues to uphold these like systems of oppression that we see, because the people who are in power are the only ones who are going to be able to have the resources and ability to take legal action against things like that. You know, we see libel and slander and things like that for every population, but not everyone has the resources, both financially, socially, and legally, to take on those kind of comments and take action against them. I think if you want to say that you're pro-free speech, you should be pro-free speech, and that includes giving people the ability to push back against the things that you're saying.
Okay, and then another thing that he mentioned in our interview with him was that he is not a white supremacist. Turning Point USA doesn't support those ideologies. And something they used as an example for that is that they have a black member of their organization. They host a Latino event every year. And what are your thoughts on him not calling himself a white supremacist and that Turning Point USA is actually an inclusive environment?
Like I said before, nothing exists in a vacuum. And if it's pretty evident that that group does attract some of the far right and white supremacist attention. And it's just kind of shocking to me that still in 2019, we're hearing people say things that are as cliched as, like, oh, we're not uninclusive. We have this one black person here, or we have this one event for Latinas. But it's more about the entire thing. Like, think about the major demographic of people that you're attracting, most of the population that you're talking to. And I think you can still take actions and have and say things that are harmful to people on a larger scale, but include people who belong to those groups in your organization, because everyone's experiences are different. Everyone's an individual. And just because you have a few people who belong to certain groups who agree with you doesn't mean that you're not doing things that are harmful to people who look like them and grew up in different in like those kind of situations and have to deal with these things every day.
Awesome. And then before I move on to my next question, is there anything else you want to add about your thoughts or feelings during while listening to Charlie Kirk's interview with us?
No, not really. I think it's just I think it just hit a lot of those things that we see time and time again, with the systems of power and oppression and how those are all intertwined.
Okay. And then my personal question, or not my personal, my next question, I know a lot of organizations on campus are going to be coming to the event to maybe protest or to sit in a silent protest. Mm-hmm. Do you know if Rams with Bernie is planning on attending either of those?
We haven't put out an official statement or anything about attending that event. I know that there are people who are interested, and I think that it's important to get involved in politics in whatever way you see fit. Just given the history of what groups have come to these events in the past, I don't want to put anybody in danger, so I'm not going to tell people to go out if they're not comfortable doing so.
All right. And then anything else you'd like to add?
I guess if you'd like to get involved more with Sanders' campaign, and if you want to hear more about what Bernie Sanders' platform is, Rams for Bernie has regular meetings on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock in Eddy 105, that are just getting started right now, and we've got plenty of time to talk about different policies and talk about the issues that we have in this country right now. And I'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.